Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
One of them will pursue you to the point that even if you try to make an escape, it will try to bring you into bondage again. That is Pharaoh. That is the spirit of Pharaoh. That is their mindset. They always want you to be where they can control you. The second is the spirit of Herod. It targets leadership. It doesn't go for the congregation first. It goes for the leadership. And that's what they did to Peter. And in both cases, God had to wipe them out. The first Jezebel that ever lived 1,000 years before the Jezebel in the book of Revelations. They never met. But spirits are transferable. I say spirits are transferable. So when God wanted to refer to that woman in the book of Revelations, that woman has a literal name. But in the spiritual realm, you are not referred to by your earthly name. You are referred to by the ruling principality in your life. When Jesus spoke about that woman in that church, he mentioned her name as what? Jezebel. So she was a member of the church. In the spiritual realm, if you fail to understand your identity, because we spoke about a new name on Friday. If you don't know who you are, and you don't know the grace God has given to you, you may be struggling for nothing. You may not be able to ventilate and exercise your dominion because you don't even know how you are crafted. So for a David, he knows that the place of his divine strength is in the place of worship. And that's why you will notice that at the end of his life, he was referred to as the sweet psalmist of Israel. It was not that David liked singing, That was where he was crafted from. So if you want to praise God with someone like David, he will give you conditions. Because there's a way David praises God. He doesn't praise God the way every other person praises God. He will give you conditions. This praise is going to be for 10 hours. Because when I start, I don't stop. You will say, it's too much. It's because you don't know where David is talking from. I pray that the Lord will reveal to you your spiritual DNA. Listen to me, there are certain activities that are not permitted in the holiest of all. From the holy place, as you proceed into the holiest of all, there are certain activities that are encouraged. One of it is praises. The second one is intercession. And that's why any preacher or pastor that tells you that you are praying too much, please remind them that the scripture says, pray without ceasing. If you crucify a man because he said he should pray for 10 hours, so can we quantify pray without ceasing? How many hours would that be? Don't you think you should be friends with a man who is claiming 10 hours? Because his own is even a simpler doctrine. Your spiritual nature is activated and released when you carry out spiritual activities. You must change your approach to worship. It's a personal decision. The way when you want to praise God, you are not entertaining anybody. It is the audience of one. Don't ever sing or dance to a Christian song again, especially when you're in God's presence, simply because the song sounds very scintillating and very nice to the ears. Because that same thing you are doing is what the high priest will put upon his mouth as he enters God's presence. The same song, but different encounters. We are standing on this mountain before God, and one of the things that can happen to you is to have a complete change of mindset. Don't be careless. You might be driving and you are there in your car, and that would be the holiest of all, because in that moment, you have a direct line. And when you begin to sing that song, haven't you ever sang alone in your room and you felt the instrument was complete? It's not keyboard. It's the heart. And today there's going to be a major breakthrough. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody give a Jericho hallelujah. Now, today is the 8th day of our fasting. It doesn't even feel like it. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Wow. You know, the amazing thing is, I feel Satan is completely helpless about the situation. There's nothing he can do. And I want you to know that before we gathered here from the first day, Jehovah was already with us. And God is committed to the project of your life, because he wrote that plan. So don't be afraid. What you need is to be trained and to become skillful in that which God has put in your hands. Because believe me, you are not as weak as you think you are. Hallelujah. I want you to be conscious of God's presence this morning, because sincerely, if you came for me, you just did the wrong thing. You made the wrong move. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Let us worship the Lord. You are the wisdom. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever.
You reign forever. Your name is ever
great. You are the wisdom.
You are the wisdom.
Kalabarata yesataya daya.
You reign forever.
Before time began,
you
reign forever.
Ha!
Here it is.
forever. The wisdom before time began. You are the wisdom before time began.
Wisdom before time began.
Wisdom before time
began.
I want us to read from the book of Acts. Zobeleton also Fitaya. Acts chapter 12 and from verse 1 all the way down. Robia Nesita Likarono Tefesa. We bless you, our most high God. You are the grand monarch of the universe. And we thank you because you do not sleep, neither do you slumber. You speak victory over us. Your blood speaks righteous things concerning us. And we are confident that he who has started a good work in us will perfect it in the day of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We We worship you.
Hey.
Aha! Can I get two worshippers? We hail you, we hail you.
We
hail
you.
We hail you.
We
hail
you.
Aha! We hail you, we hail you. Aha!
We hail you, we hail you.
We hail you, we hail you. We hail you, we hail you. We hail you, we hail you. We hail you, we hail you. Oh, we hear you, we hear you. Aya. Aha, we hear you, we hear you. You alone are God. Yeah. Most High God, we hail you, we worship you, we hail you, Most High. Acts chapter 12. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the people, because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of the unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison. And delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, that same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, come on, say behold. The angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter by the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. Arise up quickly. Arise up quickly. We don't have time. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, guard yourself and bind on your sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment upon thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but he thought that he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second gate, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord, and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hands of Herod and from all the expectation. There's a prayer there of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her,
thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace, and declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and unto the brothers. And he departed, and he went into another place. He has broken the gates of brass and cut iron in sunder. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder.
Hallelujah.
He has broken the gates of brass.
Oh, that man who praise the Lord. Oh, that man who praise the Lord.
For his goodness and glory is wonderful words to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and glory is wonderful words to the children of men, to the children of men.
He has broken the gates of brass. One more time. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Please take your seat. He is a faithful God. We make it there. The story that we read in Acts chapter 12. And I want you to be very sensitive, because when I read stories like this, I like to understand how that thing applies to me. As at the time of this writing, the Israelites were under Roman rule. Nobody likes to be in bondage. However, sometimes the sins of the father, it will be the children that will pay for it. They despised their Lord. They even said, oh, if we were alive, we would not have allowed our fathers to treat the prophets the way they did. The way they treated Jeremiah. The way they treated Ezekiel. The way they treated Elijah. Just yesterday night, around almost 12 midnight, I saw a video. Do you remember that when the Jews were going to be taken to to their captivity in Babylon. I think it was Jeremiah that dug a tunnel. Huh? Some of you don't read the book of Jeremiah. You only know Jeremiah 29:11. But there was a tunnel because that brother was not liked by the king. Because even when he tells himself, this morning I'm going to give a good prophecy, when he sees the king's face, the Spirit of God will start raining curses and judgment. So it's not every prophecy that is supposed to be sweet, depending on your walk with God. The Bible says, say unto the righteous, it shall be well with them. Which means, say unto the wicked, it shall not be well with you. Two sides of the same coin. There are some prophecies that some of you who fail to sit down in your church, you keep going up and down. They will give you a prophecy that is not your own. You know why? Because number one, you are not even living right. So these are our friends. This tunnel was dug for years by the prophet Jeremiah. And for thousands of years, until last week, they discovered the tunnel inside the ground. Not only, you know, so a lot of things are happening in Israel now. Tobechuku sent me a link overnight, and I saw it this morning. I want to advise you. Jesus is coming soon. So, don't play. It may be the day you choose to go and sin that Jesus will come and you will not be aware. And I say this because Jesus told us that in the last day there will be signs. But do you know what to look out for is the question. Recently, sir, the 5,000-year-old tomb of King Solomon was discovered. Many discoveries are beginning to surface. The tunnel was found. And the tunnel was where a lot of Jews would have to pass through to escape the Babylonian army. An escape route. Then the tomb of Solomon was now discovered. And yesterday or 2 days ago, for the first time in many years, the Jewish nation did a test run of offering sacrifice to the Lord after many years. It's online, you can go and check. But what they did is not the main one. They, you know, because they have not been serving God for a long time. So they had to pass them through training. This is how to stand before the ark. This is how you will stand. This is how you will stand over there. Line must be upon line. Precept must be upon. They started, people who knew the Torah started coming to teach the priests, those whose lineage could be traced to Levi. Then they brought an ephah, H-E-I-F-E-R, to do a practice ceremony. And just as they were about to offer the sacrifice, a test sacrifice to the Lord, somebody observed that there was a spot on the ephah. They say we can't use it, even for a test. Because the lamb that will have to carry the sins of the world must be spotless, without spot or wrinkle. That's how it must be. Somebody observed that, sir. It's like I can see two dots somewhere around the neck. Say, ah, take it back, take it back. They brought another one. Same thing. Take it back, take it back. Sir, do you know why they are doing this? They are initiating this process. Because Israel is about to rebuild the temple of Solomon. On that site, they will not start any project without offering a sacrifice to the Lord. As old and archaic and forgotten as that practice is, look at their dedication to precision, accuracy. Dr. Kamsi is here, and they will tell you in medical school, If you are about to cut through a section of a major organ, especially a vessel that carries blood, if you miss that spot by an inch or two, that person can bleed to death. We have accepted many things in the body of Christ, but we have failed the test of precision. Which is why your pastors are only known to be dancing on Instagram reels and shorts, because nobody knows what a pastor is supposed to be again. Nobody knows. That energy should have used to give, and there's nothing wrong with dancing. I'm only asking, is this the time for that? I'm not saying there's anything wrong. I'm only saying, based on what God is doing now, is this the time? And everybody's doing it. Israel is about to rebuild the temple of Solomon, but you see the exit of that temple based on the measurement in scripture, where the back of the exit of that temple is now where the Muslims have a burial ground. And people began to ask, because that is the same spot where they have the mosque. And Israel said, we will rebuild it here. There are some things I can't say online because it may trigger unhealthy emotions. And when somebody asked, why are we, the temple has several gates. Why are we putting a major gate behind or in front of, just beside a burial ground? The Jewish people responded, the king we are waiting for is holy. Anywhere he touches becomes holy. The day he comes, that burial ground will not matter again. And Jesus spoke prophetically. He said, the day will come where the dead will hear my voice. Hallelujah. He said, the dead will hear my voice and they will come out of their graves. And let me tell you, the rebuilding of that temple is a sign. Jesus is coming soon. Most likely in this generation. So keep your garments clean. Do not be as the foolish virgins. Do not say any more that it does not matter. The king is coming. Get oil. Get extra. Because he will come as a thief in the night. Nobody will be able to share intimacy. Your intimacy will be good enough for just you. There will be nothing like, Pastor Buki, can I have some oil? In the process of trying to give me some oil, there will be waste. So you would have to go out to look for oil, which means a lot of Christians will be unprepared the day Jesus comes. Are you still here? Please tell your neighbor, Jesus is coming soon. In moments like this, when we consecrate ourselves to repent and purify ourselves before the Lord, these are things we must hear. So that we know what manner of men we ought to be. Don't be reckless. It's not just sex. It is defilement. It's not just intimacy. It is sin. We have to call it what it is. Say they made a mistake. Yes, they committed sin. If until you admit it is sin, the blood, you will not need the blood to cleanse you. As long as you keep saying it's a mistake, the blood will not be useful for you. The blood is crafted specially to wash away fault, to wash away sin. As long as you keep avoiding the truth of the matter, and which is why many people struggle with sin, because they call it a bad habit, addiction, trauma, weakness. My brother, if you want Jesus to help you, call it the name. It's sin. If not, you will struggle forever. And you will think that Jesus is not enough. You will think that Jesus is not enough. But you have failed standing before the Lord to own up and say, Lord, I am in need of your help. Do you know there are people, when they come to you, they have a problem, they want to ask you for money. They will not ask you for money directly. They will tell you the problem. They will tell you how bad it is. And how that this morning they had to trek 2 hours to come to your house to tell you this story. But they have not said, I need money. And my current policy is that, and listen to me. Now, I'm getting some training from very British and English-speaking people. And they are explaining certain things to me. You know, our Nigerian English, they don't understand it. We speak in meaning. They speak in sentence. So, sentences. So, if you come to me and say, oh, the situation is so bad. Currently, we are struggling. We have not eaten. I'll say, okay. Okay. Wow. Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. That's the way I'm being trained. Don't be like that righteous rich man. He said, Lord, he said, I built you temples. He wanted to ask for forgiveness. I have done many great things for the church of God. God looked at him waiting for the main prayer to start. The guy didn't say anything. The other man, no time. I have just 205 MB. Let me quickly use the MB to send the prayer. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. Listen, don't become so matured to the point that you no longer consider yourself a candidate for mercy. It's a very bad place to be. You may not know. Because one day you will realize that all your fasting, all your prayer, all your righteousness, they are as a filthy rag. There are domains in the realm of the spirit where your fasting cannot help you. But mercy can. And one of such places is the innermost court, the holiest of all, where God himself dwells in the midst of the cherubims. The fact that you are encountering spiritual attack does not mean in any way that you are living in sin. Living a righteous life does not insulate you from challenges. However, it guarantees that the God that you serve, we always make a way of escape for you. There is no temptation that happens that is not common to every man. So it is just that it is your problem now. But somebody else, that problem was coming from somewhere. It left somebody's house in Singapore and got a visa and came to your house. It's your turn. However, how you respond is what makes the story different. Jesus, our Lord, was almost a victim of Herod when he was born. And let me tell you, if they fought your father, they will fight you. Yes. In the spiritual realm, nobody responds to pleading. Nobody responds to, oh, have mercy on us. We are weak. We are just three in this family. The enemy has never opened the bowels of mercy over any weak fellow. And he's not going to do it even today. Which means, when you are faced with a major challenge, you must understand what it takes to deal with that type of warfare, because the process for handling certain battles may not necessarily be the same. God does not expect you to bring a submachine gun or armor tankers to a gunfight with your neighbor at home, because you are just neighbor. while you try to shoot one ballistic missile, I assure you, your own house will come down. Your certificates will be burnt. All the things you owe dear to you will not survive. So sometimes we over budget for spiritual for spiritual warfare. The ability to analyze what you are dealing with. We go a long way to know what exactly you need. Which is why many people will say, Pastor, I fasted for 40 days. And after the fasting and prayer, I won the battle, but certain terrible things started happening to me. Because you brought an armor tank to a fight between you and your neighbor. And while bringing that house down, your own house did not survive. This Herod is a spirit. And listen to me. I once shared with us when I was teaching us about Jezebel that there are human beings that live on earth. Because of the way they lived, spirits, familiar spirits, inhabit their character. They take over their character. Someone like Jezebel, who lived and was married to Ahab, she came in as a regular wife, a typical woman. Let me ask you a question. How well do you think you know the man you want to marry? How well do you know that girl you keep telling you love, you like? That girl that your parents have not approved, you're already telling her, I will die with you. I will swim oceans. Meanwhile, you have never been to the swimming pool before. Every time we sing in church, you never sing. But when you are with this girl, Ife mi yo watiti, I'll be your Romeo, you'll be my Juliet. Ife mi yo watiti, Ife mi yo walaila, I'll be your Romeo, you'll be my... She said, are you in the choir? I said, no. But anytime I see you, I become inspired. Never will you say, have you heard what the Lord... Like Sam? I want you to know, after you are redeemed, you will join the choir. Because now it is evident that it's only because you are stubborn that you are not in the choir. Don't worry, we will take your voice that way. You struggle with your tithe. And you give God all those tons. Thank God for transfers. Many churches will be in problem. Because much of the monies that churches collect, the only category of persons who can take that money from you are fuel attendants. A normal human being would not take it. But you expect that God should understand. After all, God does not spend naira. After all. But when you take this girl out, as sadiq as you are, C.I.D. Sadiq. You take her to that nice place, and when they bring the bill, you just look at it. And you know that is your old salary. All right. You are forming for your destiny. All right. Yes, my card. And if you want to impress her, you go with a current debit account, debit card. Don't do savings. Or give them a credit card. Your salary is 250,000. The bill for this one is 120. And today is the 3rd of August. Which means how you will survive. It is now a matter in the hands of Almighty God. And I trust the ladies. Take the bill. Take the bill. Why not? I mean now. Let him pay. Since you refuse to serve God, come and pay. That's why we are here. God will tell the divorce, take the money mind the idiot. Take the money. 120. Your bank has always had ATM network problem. That day, the ATM worked. This spiritual world, if only you are given an entrance to see that there is activity in that realm every time. That what you call the night seasons, the midnight seasons, when you decide that, oh, it's time for us to go to bed, is when there is volatility in that realm. Because Jesus said to us, said, I must do the works of him while it is day. Say, for the night cometh, when no man can walk. That night is when no man can walk. That is when spirits walk. That's when men of stature and intercession, men of prayer, people who know that now I can, the atmosphere is clear. Yeah. All the spirits I need to summon, they will be around now. The New York market has opened. If you don't understand where you are coming from, how would you ever remember that it was also Herod that asked that soldiers should go out and look for the boy, the baby called Jesus? Herod. Spirits inhabit principalities and territorial powers. Is there anyone, I don't know about the young ones, for those of us who are alive when this military head of state, Abacha, was alive. Do you know that somehow we don't really forget that man? Are you with me? Somewhere that man's name is not far away from your subconscious. You see, spirits inhabit territorial powers. Saddam Hussein is gone. Yes. They still talk about him even on CNN. We still see documentaries on him. Do you remember about 2 months or 3 months ago, I came, I was prophesying, and I talked about the president of France. And I said he's married to a man. It was announced yesterday. Was it 2 or 3 months ago? It's not too long. It's not too, about 3 months ago, I was prophesying, and then I spoke about the Statue of Liberty. Eh? Uh-huh. There was a case in court I did not even know. The case was decided yesterday. And the court ruled that your first lady is a man. They sued the president and his wife, or is it prime minister, whatever. They sued some journalists who were peddling that information, and the journalists won the government. Only in Europe. That's why shameful men can be attacking a woman at the Senate. How I wish the way you are after this woman is the way you are after corruption. How can old men be united in idiocy and stupidity? United. The case is moving very fast. How I wish that is the way every child in Nigeria will have access to free medical health. When there's an emergency, because you cannot stand to be insulted. If you cannot stand to be insulted, don't be a leader. The girl is fine. It's all right. If you don't understand the nature of spiritual warfare, you may be cutting off the branches. But the root will be very deep. There are trees that are in Maryland. The roots extend towards Ilukweju. Because they have been there for years. They saw your fathers. They've stood under the rain for many years. You just came here. The scripture says this Herod began to breathe threatenings. And let me tell you, one of the ways to know when you're about to be attacked is when hello, are you with me? There is no attack yet. But one of the ways you will know when there's supposed to be a major attack against you, is you notice you start walking into hostile environments. You come into the office, you just notice the air around the office is odd. You come in, everybody stops talking. Your friends will just say, hello, hi, hi. They say, hi. How far? Hi. Herod began to breathe threatenings. Conversations were going on back end. But on the surface, it seemed that everything was okay. All of a sudden, without notice, boom, he picked James. And I say to you men, especially if you are married, go and learn the art of priesthood. Your wife may provide a measure of spiritual covering to the children, but you are the priest over that house. Don't delegate that duty, because whoever does the praying is the spiritual head. James was picked. You know the James I'm talking about? The James that went up the mountain with Jesus when he was transfigured. That God had plans for. Because the church could not descend. Boom! They picked him. He did not waste time. They killed him. That's how ruthless the enemy is. But tonight, from today, you begin to walk in superior discernment. Yeah. That amen is weak. Yeah. We need discernment. Discernment helps you see that even though everywhere is calm, something is going on here. You see into the realm of spirits. And I'm talking about the descending of spirit as documented in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Then he saw that the people were happy. The Jews. Then he picked Peter. That one he did not hide. He picked him. I can imagine Peter. You know the other time, it was a woman that attacked Peter. And he started playing Anki Panky by the firewood. He said, I know you now. I said, I'm not the one. I said, Susie, don't you know me again? Susie, he said, I don't know you. But me, I know this face. You are among people that served us bread. That day Jesus turned 5 loaves to 2. You are, I know this face. The guy started raining curses on his head. But you see, this particular time, they did not allow Peter to explain. They already knew him. They just put the handcuff and escorted him. Imagine that I am preaching here. And SSS or whatever they call themselves, come in and say, Pastor, let somebody finish that message. Escort us. Escort us to our station. So depending on the mood I am, whether I'm a Yoruba man or a British man, if I was a Yoruba man, I'll be screaming, what in me, Lord? What in? May you not find yourself in a situation where you now realize you don't know any good lawyer. Because most of them have failed to, they no longer practice. Just think of all the lawyers you know, and you know that you will lose the case. That with this one, we cannot win. This one, we can. This one, can. This one, he say he does not do litigation. That he only signs contracts. I know he say doesn't have time to be going to court. The scripture says that when they took him, there was no record of Peter praying. But you see, the church that Peter pastored, he had trained them. That when there is a contest on our collective existence and community, pray. I know you want to call the Inspector General of Police. I know you want to see who you know. I said, when there is a threat to the collective existence of your family, what do? You pray. Before you begin to rush out, where is he? Which station are they? First go on your knees and pray. This is very foundational. Because unless you have gotten to that place in your journey with God where you can point to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 events where you personally prayed and God answered, your confidence in prayer will be decimated the day you have a major crisis. Are you hearing me? It's good for your pastor to pray for you.
But it is good for you to also develop confidence in the place of prayer. And you must have evidence about times you called upon the name of the Lord and he answered you. The church started praying for Peter. Peter slept. You know why? Peter knows that by virtue of his calling, nothing must happen to him. It's called first mover's advantage. You came into the area first, bought all the plots in the area. So now that the government is fixing the road, you can sell land at your own price. But if you want to buy now, you will pay the new price. So he knows that he was the one Jesus gave the mandate, pastor these people. But he slept. Let's see if Jesus will ignore me. But you see, the church was not there when Jesus gave Peter the mandate. So they have to pray. When you see someone that is going through a tough time and he seems relaxed, my sister, in case Jesus did not tell you anything personally, you better start praying. Don't say, we are people of faith. We are people of faith. Sister Fatima and myself, I noticed she was calm. I just believe that God is going to save us. You don't know what God told Fatima. God already told Fatima she will be traveling to the U.S. next week to speak at an international function for him. So, which means that as far as this week is concerned, the angels have to be on ground because there is an appointment for next week. But you, who loves to, you know, vlog, you love to vlog, capture moments. You only take pictures and videos from hotel rooms. You might actually be in trouble. You might be like a James with Peter, who may not survive. So don't make your husband's proximity to God your own. Learn how to be close to God on your own. Don't make your pastor's proximity to God your own. Even if you live in my house and your room was just directly opposite my own. Pray, oh. Don't say that as long as I'm in this house. Somebody came to me some time ago, a few years ago. He said, Pastor, now that I'm here, I want to sleep. He said, Pastor, I just told myself once I enter here. I was now laughing. He was banking his safety on the fact that he met me, which is okay. However, if you are dealing with Herod, Herod has what it takes to pick James and take him out, and Peter will be watching. Are you telling me Peter did not try to pray? It happened too quickly. There are things that happen so quickly, you may find that you are shaking. We had a situation here 3 weeks ago, and for those of us who came very early to church, we were talking about it. In fact, I was crying. We were praying that morning before the service started, and I had to tell the prayer team, I said they should pray because I could not pray. The situation had shaken me so much, and I was trying to tell, we were talking, I think what at the pastor's meeting, I was just shedding tears. So that's your pastor. And I came to announce to you that I'm just like you. I'm just like you. In case you might be looking at me among the cherubims. I came to tell you Jesus wept. I said Jesus wept. Jesus saw the way they buried his friend. He wept. That is it, my friend. They did like this. Jesus wept. He still rose him, but that human nature, he gave him. So don't look at people and say, oh, he doesn't have faith because he's crying. My brother, it never happened to you. And you are making a mistake when someone is weeping and say, ah, be a man, you're a man of God. Yeah, I will stone you. If you don't, what? I'm a man of God. Does it mean I should not cry if I'm unhappy? What's your problem? I should not cry. Some people even try to preach when they are bereaved. Who sent you? You will have time for that. Mourn what, deal with what is on ground. Which is why many people, when you escort them, big men, when you escort them to the gravesite to bury their loved one, they always wear dark shades. What is in your eye that you don't want us to see? We always want to present that side of ourselves that is strong to people. I came to tell you Jesus wept. And he wept publicly. O soku. Do you remember that phrase? O soku. Somebody made that statement too, in Nigeria. And I told him, Ele osho reku. Eh? I was Bra Michelia. I'm talking about somebody. He spoke in his local dialect when he was aspiring for a office. He said somebody lost an election and he cried. That he was the one who went to encourage him. So who am I? Why are you that you cannot cry? But let me give you some good news. The scripture tells us that God keeps our tears in his bottle. God looks at every, just because you are challenged and you have some problems and it seems that you are in a phase that looks like you don't have faith. Let me tell you, God is considerate of your tears. The book of Psalms tells that God stores our tears in his bottle. He looks at it and it reminds him that he has to do something about your case. Come on, say amen. And don't let anybody talk down on you that you don't have faith simply because you have found yourself in an emotional state. If you feel like crying, please cry. It's good for your psychological health. Now, I am not here to teach psychology this morning. I'm here to tell you that the moment the church began to pray, they prayed so hard. But there is something about that church that met in Mary's house that prayed that amazes me. That church prayed so hard, yet they had no revelation that their prayer was answered. And this is the situation of many people today. They pray. When they say, sir, go praise the Lord. God has done it. Say, God. So, excuse me, are you praying out of duty or do you honestly believe that God can hear you? This was the church our brother was pastor, you know. It was a child who first descended. A child. The person leading the prayer. Pray! Brother, pray. Stand up. Stand. Nobody stand. Pray. He's outside. Pray. They thought the girl was hungry. They thought the girl wanted Fanta. They thought the girl needed to eat. He's outside. Apostle Peter is outside. Ha! These girls, these children of nowadays, they don't even understand how serious this matter. Say, okay, it's his angel. Sir, I know you people, when you are in church, you normally you carry offering basket, but you see Pastor Tokpe announcement. You see, we, the children, we actually listen to Pastor. We know his voice. It was the voice the girl heard. She didn't even see his face. She had a witness. You are praying. After 3 days, God says, my daughter, it is done. But he didn't say to you in words. All you notice that the burden for that prayer lifted. That was your first sign that your prayers have crossed the second heavens. If you are not trained in the art of prayer, you won't know what is going on. No? You will just be there. Pastor, we are praying. Look. On a scale of 10, where is the prayer now? Is it 3 or is it 9? For it to cross the second heavens, it must cross at least 6. So that straight on to where the prayer is going. If you don't know what you are looking for, if I maybe we should have a school of intercession. Let's teach about prayer. Because sometimes I just marvel that an entire church prayed and they had no idea that their prayer was already answered. However, when they were praying, an angel of the Lord alighted. The scripture said it came upon. It didn't appear. Angel came upon Peter. That's King James language. In other words, it must have come through the roof and stood over the head of Peter, who was lying on the floor. Baba, did they sleep? So, who was praying? Because we only respond to Ikatea Paratose. Our mandate is to move when the saints pray. Our mandate is to move when the saints begin to pray. But I came, I saw you sleeping. Ah, Zelebara. Where's my Apple? Plot the map. Radio Heaven 34472. Over, out. This boy is sleeping, low. They said, hold on for feedback. Pam, pam, pam. Oh, the prayer is coming. We traced it to the church building. However, the prayer is fine. So you are still in the right spot. Oh, okay. Hey, okay. Get up. Huh? How can we? 500 people are praying for you. You are here snoring. And your snore is so loud. I heard it from the next street. Get up, Joe. Hey, Roger. See, it's a big head. Peter. The Bible says Peter was not even sure if he was having a vision. You see, the man is so spiritual. The vision realm and the material realm had merged. So when he woke up, he thought he was having a vision. Final vision before he died. He thought he was having a vision. The guy is so spiritual. So that's why he slept. That God will come. But when God came, he thought it was a vision. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful? When your dream world and your material world becomes one, and sometimes you need to be sure, am I seeing in the spirit realm or am I seeing in the material realm? The angel touched him without keys. The handcuffs fell off. And then our brother stood up. The angel was walking towards the gates. The scripture talked about the iron gate. Which is why I sang that song. The iron gate. There are gates that you will face. Your faith will dissipate. You may think you're a man of God. You may think you're a prayer warrior. You may think you are close to God. But when you enter into certain situations, you'll be looking for man to help you. You know, when they put a man behind prison and it's on Friday, they put you in prison or at the police cell on Friday. You know the meaning. You are going to pay demurrage. Friday, not Monday. And those men love Fridays. There's only one police officer I love it with my life, with my heart, and he's in Abuja. And he's a pastor. That's the only police officer I love. Every other one, I don't care. If you come here as a policeman, I will not pray for you. I will even obtain you. I will take money from you. Part of the money, you bring it. Take white envelope. Give offering. Hey, what do you say is wrong with you? Listen. The power of prayer was clearly demonstrated in scripture. You must know it. That this same reality can be your consistent experience. You must know it. That when you go on your knees to pray, the heavens begin to come together because they know God's daughter is about to talk. They must know your voice so regularly that even if it were to be a child, they will say, I think I can hear Yvonne pray. You are not a stranger in your father's house. Your voice is known. This matter of prayer, it is about your life. Oh. It can be the difference between survival and destruction. When the church prayed, an angel was summoned to go and bring forth the deliverance of that brother. The angel brought him through a gate, and each of the gates without keys kept opening. It was not the Americans that first invented those high intelligence doors where you can just come close like you are in ShopRite and the door opens. They learned it from somewhere. Peter did not even use his faith. The bars of iron feared the presence of the angel and he gave way. How I wish you would know that they that be for you. Aya. 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 How I wish you would remember that they that be with you are more than they that be with them. They may be in millions. You just need two angels. You need two angels. You need two angels. Oh my God. How I wish we know that you are never alone. That the day you went to Chike's house to do what you did, the angels were outside, out of shame. You are the only one who thought nobody knows. Heaven and earth has taken record. Your angels also move far away because their eye must not behold evil. Because since you and Chike started walking up and down, they already knew that it is Chike that will put you in trouble. Every Chike in your life, every spirit of distraction, whether in the form of human beings or in the form of movies, season 9, you are on season 9, the Lord rebuke them. You don't know Chike, that's why you are not saying amen. Chike can make you almost not get married again. If your wedding is in 2 weeks' time and you see Chike, you're like, where have you been? Chike is prim and proper. If it's Benita, Benita is in the choir. When you hear a voice, you want to hear that voice for the rest of your life. You are not aware that it's a trap. Once you marry her, she will not sing. She will say she can't join, be in the choir again. She will go and join the ushers. Meanwhile, you married her because of the voice. Or you married her after 3 months, the spirit of prayer came upon her, she became a prayer warrior. Now her voice is as hoarse as my own. In those days when she sings, I'm rising above the shadow. You are just in heaven. Like, did I marry this girl? Did I marry this girl? The way you are dancing in the church, human beings think you are praising God. But you know in your heart that there is a joy. The sound of Benita. There is a joy in your soul that my God, I'm going, when she says, I will dance on my wedding day. I will dance on my wedding day. You just leave the brother. He knows what he's saying. The brother is not there for God. He's there for Benita. But we have set a trap. Benita is going to be in the prayer team 3 months after. If you want to marry, ask her. Are you planning to join the prayer team in 90 days? Ask her. You better ask her ahead. Don't fool yourself. Benita is going to leave the choir. Because there are situations. There are situations that happen to a man's life. You have to recalibrate. You don't know that there is a prayer spirit in you until you become faced with failed prophecies. You are confronted with several things that the Lord said. And it's not that they are hanging, they are failing. What is happening here? Did the Lord not say? What is happening here? 1, 2, 3, 4. I met a prayer warrior. He's a pastor. He runs a ministry somewhere now in the Southwest. And he said to me, when his enemies refused to allow him get into the university, he became a prayer warrior. He will be the first. And let me tell you, if you are the first to initiate a new level in your family, you will meet with resistance. So don't play. Go and learn how to fast. This early morning coffee will destroy you. Listen to me. Nobody gave notice that they were going to pick Peter. The battle that comes for the head of the family. The battle that specializes in destroying the arrowheads of every destiny, of every generation. The enemy errant spirits. They target such people. They target them. And they come for them. And they pick them, usually. Even when it had to do with the matter of Jesus. The angel did not permit Joseph and Mary to confront. He told them, run. Say, take this boy to Egypt. Herod, you don't have the anointing to face Herod now. But later, Jesus came back while he was preaching. He said, go and tell that fox. Same Jesus. But 30 years ago, they told the father, if you have not obeyed us in your life, you see, this man is supposed to die at the age of 33. If you stay like this, say, I know who I am in Christ. I know who I am. I have the light. Whoa, waku. you will die. You will die. Take this boy. Oh yeah, Alele. I say, I want to take my certificate. Leave certificate. Go. Say, my iPhone 16. Say, there's no network in Egypt. Go. You need to be in a place where you will be unfindable. You will be invincible. You don't have the energy to face Herod. And for the sake of this boy, that one is important to us. If you want to die, we want our son to be alive. So if you don't go, I will lift you from your shirt and drop you in Egypt myself. I hope you know angels can carry people. But many years, Jesus came back and he said, go and tell that fox, same Herod, I do cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I'll be glorified. There was a day Jesus could look at Pharaoh, at Herod and address him. You must know when you are trained in spiritual warfare to know what is allowable in this moment. In other words, when you want to grow in prayers, don't just attack the problem as if you are a spiritual rascal. Assess the situation. Where are we? You may find that, okay, this kind of situation, I know somebody who has the grace. Say, let me call Pastor Binga. Then you call and say, Pastor, can I see you? Say, sure. When you come, Pastor, for us to attack this thing, as we are praying, we need to be hearing God. You may be like a bunkie. Very rarely, or you will very hardly hear evangelist bunkie preach and say, thus hear the Lord. Alright? If you have been in his meetings, crusade in those days, you will never see bunkie say, daddy says, there's some. He doesn't refer to God as daddy. Pastor Adeboye refers to God as daddy. Daddy said, there's somebody, one leg is shorter than the other. Daddy said, you are healed. So, if you need someone that can be hearing God on per second billing, and you need to monitor the warfare, one of the ways you can manage that situation is to find somebody whose heart is textured to hear. Don't tell all your friends. Some of you, you have friends, so prayer groups that you are where you are deceiving yourselves. And you are giving yourselves prophecy. Do you know what it means to speak for the Lord? Do you know the responsibility that comes with speaking for the Lord? You just say whatever comes to your mind. Oh, really? Oh, really? Why, can you see why nobody in that group is making progress? See, as we are praying, I just sense him. Excuse me. Did God say or not? What are you sensing? Did God say or not? Have you matured to the point? Has God finished speaking to you to the point that he can send you to somebody? You don't know what you are doing with your life. God is sending you to somebody else. How about now? I'm not saying it's not possible. You say, think. A lot of people are trapped. That's why people have diaries of prophecies that are not happening, because the prophecies did not come from the Lord. They came out of the spirit of the person. The person's mind. To become proficient in hearing the Lord, in my calculation, you need at least approximately 6 to 10 years. Are you with me? Yet, knowing the voice of God, especially when you are under pressure, it takes skill. You must be, God will put you in certain situations. And it's a practical training class. It's not something that you are reading Bible, you are studying the Bible. God will now say, okay, from today, you'll be hearing my voice. I was watching William Branham last night. You know William Branham? I was watching him last night. Black and white TV. You are Mary. Mary of Uri. Is that right? Say, yes. You met me before? I say, no. You live on 32 Thompson Street. And you were at the doctor yesterday. The doctor said there's something about cancer at your back. He said, are these things true? Say, yes, sir. Say, do you believe I am a prophet? Do you believe I am sent by God? That's the way he was talking. Very small man. He said, if you believe I'm a prophet, then I say unto you by the spirit of revelation that you are healed. People will clap and he will shake the woman. No falling, no breaking chair, no breaking camera. Nobody's falling on the camera. That's why we raised that pillar very high. The lens of this camera is 2 point something million. The lens alone. Yes. Because I paid, so I know. Yes. Dollar was at pounds. We bought it from the UK. I think pounds was around 350 or something there. So if you pay, you won't forget. Yes. Do you remember we announcing that we wanted to buy lens? Have you heard it before here? Because we did not talk to you about it. So you now roll. You did not roll to the left side. The spirit moved you towards this camera. I will leave the altar, go and drag you and say, Akobami, you are sent here to destroy every good thing that we have labored for. I will leave the altar, rush to you and escort you. Drop you at the extension there. Go and be rolling there. Alakoba. A lot of people pray, but a lot of people don't know how to gauge the prayer. And your prayer may be answered though, but what that means is that sometimes you will spend a long time on your knees. Unnecessary time. The Lord will help us. I'm saying these things because it takes somebody who has been there to explain it to you. I'm here to tell you that spiritual things can actually be learned. Let me quickly give you some of the benefits of extensive praying. Benefits of praying for long, or benefit of praying for hours or for weeks. Let me teach you another way to pray today. Learn how to pray for a whole week on just one item. Some of you have a book of prayers, a diary. And any day you pray, or you say you want to pray, you will finish that book. You start from page 1 till you get to page 30. Five minutes. Why that is good, but I want to teach you the life of a prayerful person. Learn how to pick the most significant matter. Because I say to you that if you strike the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. If you take the main item, for instance, if you run a business and the Lord suddenly gave you favor with a new client that is willing to pay an average of, let's say for your designs, let's say an average of $2,000 per dress. Now, if I, Nigeria, I'm not telling you that, Fatima, it's been 3 weeks now. What about my dress? Or what about my shirt? You say, Pastor, go and pray. Go and pray, I'm coming. You will never tell me that you have a client who is willing to give you $2,000 and miss that shirt or dress by Friday. You see, the problem with that kind of client is that, Are you with me? Don't slip off now. If you are not careful, a major door that is opened on you will close immediately. If you don't understand what it takes to keep that type of door open. Are you with me? You did not hear me, and I know you did not. Let me tell you. There are doors that open other doors. Those type of doors. The day God gives you access to one of them, leave everything you are doing. Focus on that door. Are you still here? You see, those doors that are giving you 300,000, 400,000, don't worry. They are the small church members. You see, this one that paid you $1,500 for the dress you made. Take 1 week. That's your only prayer point for that week. And begin to beckon to the heavens. This door should remain open. It will not open simply because you wish it to be open. It will be open because you have made a request. Because anything of significance in the material realm must be orchestrated from the supernatural realm. The moment you know this, you will also understand that you can be on the same spot as a Christian. You are serving the Lord, though. You are anointed, though. But you will never leave that level. Because you've not paid the price. You've not stayed in the place of prayers till God says, she's ready. Even though Apostle Paul had an encounter and he saw Jesus on the road of Damascus, after he became a Christian and Ananias ministered to him and he was baptized by water, the first thing the Lord did was to hide him. They took him to the desert of Arabia. Paul was not allowed to mingle. Paul is not your regular church member. Paul is not one of those people that you just say, okay, you know what? Brother Paul, join the prayer team. Brother Paul, we have an editorial team. We want you to help us. You write some things, you know, you are a lawyer. You don't keep such people faithful by putting them in a unit. There was one church I used to attend like that. Once you are a new member, they put you in a department, whether you like it or not. There's one other church, I'll not mention their name, in Surulere. Once you have money, they will ordain you. You become a deacon. Because there's a feeling of importance when they say all ministers should wait. They know that these ones, they are special. If they want to renovate the church, they are the ones that God will depend on. All these other ones, they are just shouting amen. So, it's before another church will take you away, let's ordain you. I mean, should we try it? Even the devil said, I laughed when I said it. Listen to me. There's a way to go about these things. When you are dealing with a situation of which the source of that problem is not known to you, don't engage directly. Spend the first moments of that prayer asking the Lord what you are actually dealing with. Are you with me? I'm telling you how you will not spend the next 5 years on your knees on that matter. Let me tell you something. Somebody may be battling with, let's say, pornography. Or he has a weakness for light-skinned ladies. Then he comes to you, Brother Pat. I need deliverance. And you say, Holy Ghost, poof! The moment you laid hands on him, he rolled from this end of the church, and they picked him up at the children's restroom. Say, yes, the devil is out. Get up, you are free. In Jesus. Yeah. As he was going, Felicia called. Felicia is light-skinned. Say, Brother Matthew, we did not see you at the rehearsals. Then, instead of you could not tell her that you are just coming from a deliverance session. So, you say, I was on a retreat. I say, so where are you now? He said, I'm somewhere around the Kejamo. He said, I'm around that side too. Tiebae. She's around. How do you say Tiebae in Tiebae, your own has met you. let me tell you. Just go and learn Yoruba language. That's your itinerary. Go and learn. You were just delivered. The next call was from Felicia. Is that not a sign that the enemy has not given up? You decided that, that prayer was very rugged. Let me buy a bottle of Coke. While you are talking to Felicia, her eyes started glistening. Started shining. That brother may really desire to be free. But in order for him to be delivered, what he needs is not just prayers. You need to find the trigger. This thing that is light-skinned in him, this choice of color, Where is it coming from? You need to sit down. That's why when you go to MFM, they will take your spiritual history. The way the doctor at the hospital takes your medical records. They will take it. How many fathers, how many wives does your father have? Who died prematurely? They will ask you so many questions. So that they will know, they don't want to waste their time. Where is this? Where is the enemy hiding in your family? They will trace it to like the third generation. Your father, grandfather was a drunkard. Anytime he drinks, he forgets himself. He doesn't know his name. He starts drinking from 4 a.m. Your dad started his own from 9 a.m. Now, you've not drank. But there's always a dryness somewhere around your lips that you feel only Kronenbourg. You don't know Kronenbourg. You know, Esa, am I Kronenbourg? Kronenbourg? Okay, if you don't know, you forgot about it. Only 3-3. Ah, Matthew, you are here. Only 3-3. Or Gouda. The ultimate. You are not drinking, but you can see it in your mind. You have not done it, but you can see it in your mind. If many prayers have failed because they prayed without tracing where the problem was coming from. Let me give you an example. When I was young, I was abused by our house help who was much older. A much older person, and I'm saying older by, I mean she's taller, she's more matured, she was a teenager, I was below 10. But you see, and I've told you guys this story before, I did not know, even after I became a Christian, that intimacy is not just intimacy. Intimacy either deposits or withdraws. Then as I began to grow up, I now noticed that I started having affinity for older people. It didn't occur to me. I just noticed that every significant person that was in my life was older by a minimum of 1 year. There is nothing wrong with getting married to somebody who is older. The problem in this matter is that there was a source. You see, when people say they come for counseling and for deliverance and they refuse to talk, you want me to be using prophecy? Well, let me tell you, you better talk so that we can know where to start this prayer from. You may not even need prayer first. You may need Bible study. Are you with me? You may need Bible study. They took you to the river 7 times to beg for you on the ground that you have a marine spirit. And the more they took you there, more marine spirits were being assigned and allocated at their space here. And this place is a 5-bedroom apartment. We need more people. We need more people. We need more people. So you started with 1. You ended up with 24. Now, no pastor in the area can do your deliverance because your wala is too much. You will roll, break chair, break camera, break everything. The spirit of the waster. Nothing is working around you. But you fail to realize that for your deliverance to be certain, we must first of all disconnect you. The prophet that told you he wanted to deliver you and the only place he can do it is by the river. You did not ask him, sir, where's your church? Say, where's you did not read in the Bible when they say there are God has given him power over the air, the land, and beneath the earth. There are powers beneath this earth. Say, whoever is in Christ, it's a new creature. Oh, really? It's a new creature. And Paul gave you weapons of our warfare. There's no need for warfare. And Paul gave you in detail the sword of the spirit, the shield of, for what? To be playing video game. There are problems you cannot solve until you find the source. For many people who struggle with some of these things, the source of the problem is what? Is depression. For some, it is this feeling of loneliness. Anytime they just feel alone and lonely, because they are two different things. They are alone at home, then they just feel disconnected. They just pick their phone and go to that website. So there is a spirit of low self-esteem that must be first dealt with. There's a feeling of nobody loves me. I am on my own. I'm hustling on my own. There's a spirit that has taken residence in the heart of that person that gives the person the impression that he's not really loved by anyone. And that if he makes it in life, it's up to him. So that person will be there. And then you can say, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. Because you don't have anything to do. The demon will be playing with you. They want to give you an impression that things are happening. They will not shake. They will turn. You say, yes, yes. You and the demon, you are jobless. You must be trained as a scientist to know what to look for. The problem is that when we are confronted with some of the issues in our families, we are too much in denial to accept. You fail to accept that your dad has a woman problem. You fail to admit that this your dad, who is like your idol, the male figure in your life, is a flirt. You don't want to accept that your dad has unusual appetite for alcohol, because he's the perfect image of father. He loves you, no doubt. But you see, until you call it his name, you can't be free. And that was why I started this morning. Find the trigger. Have a conversation with that person. Where did this thing start from? And the degree of your honesty will also be the degree of your deliverance. Even after I became a pastor, I would walk into banking house, and the manager of the bank would be a woman who you can clearly see this one is older. I say, please, can I attend to you in my office? Get my number and start sending me stupid messages. The manager of the bank. And for you to be comfortable, she will tell you that currently I'm having marital issues, so don't worry. She will tell you. And the person standing in front of you, it's not actually ugly. But you see, when there's a spirit that's hanging by you, you see, those people who are gay, they know themselves. So there's a way they know themselves. When they see themselves at the shopping mall, they can tell. It's a spirit that makes that thing possible. They just know themselves. The same way you can see somebody in the shopping mall, you can say, this person is a Christian. And I'm not talking about how long her gown is. Find the source. You must become trained. A lot of us are praying, but we are not trained in the school of prayer. So we don't know, like that church, they were praying for Peter, but they didn't know what to expect. They didn't know what to look out for. What is the sign that the Lord will give to us and we will know that this prayer has been answered? It was a girl who picked it. You must register in the school of prayer. And let me tell you the key. There is a master key to learn and know these things. Can I tell you? Do you want to know, or should I tell it to my kids at home? Because some of you may be shocked. You see, Jesus did not hide this thing. The Bible did not hide it. Did not hide it. It's there. Oh, thank you for that thing you are playing. Thank you, Femi. You know, Prophet Daniel asked for 24 hours so that he can research into the matter of the king. You see, there is something about your dreams. They are private to you. God does not really fancy giving the privilege of your privacy to another man. Yeah, he doesn't. You must be a prophet to have an idea. Even that, most prophets are not giving. You see, some things are just yours. Your dreams are yours. But the king forgot his dream. And for some reason, he felt that the dream was significant to his journey. And none of his wise men. And he said, kill all of them, arrest them. They did not seek for Daniel's opinion, but they came to pick him up. And he said, no, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Give me one night. If you don't test me, you can't arrest me. Give me one night. Daniel knew. Daniel had been praying for so long. He could tell if it is about a matter like this, I need one night. If it's like a matter like this one, I need 3 days. If it's a matter like this one, it's 21. He has prayed so long, he could tell. It's not theory. He was a student in the school of prayers. You know what it means as a politician? He said, fellow, Torah, Saturday, 21 days. He did not leave that place because his answer had not come. Did you hear me? Daniel did not leave the prayer ground because his answer had not come. The way you will know your answer has come is that you will be given a sign. A clear sign. That sign, it is the Holy Spirit that will give you. You can't make it up. You can't just create it. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Many of those signs will come as prophetic dreams. Many of those signs will come as visions. Many of those signs, they will come as prophetic messages. Why pray? Why pray? You just doze off. You will think you are still praying. The Lord will just show you something. And he will show you jumping over a tunnel. That is your sign. You have escaped. He will just show you. You saw yourself jumping over a tunnel. And you, what's that? Yeah, he just told you, you have crossed over. So you are free. That will be the sign. You see? But there is a key. There is a master key that holds everything together. It is intimacy. Intimacy. Proximity to the Lord. When you just enjoy sitting with him. When prayer is no longer considered a waste of time. I know you didn't say prayer was a waste of time, but somewhere in your mind, that's how you see it. When you see studying the Bible, the Word of God, and prayer as same activity, working towards the same goal, you don't segment studying the Word separate from praying. For you, there are two spiritual activities that must go together. Intimacy, where you become a lover of his presence. When Jesus, Paul told us that when he was led to the wilderness after his conversion, he said the Lord Jesus himself, oh hallelujah, the Lord Jesus that appeared to him. This was Paul in the book of Galatians. He said Jesus will come and teach him. He said the things that I am sharing with you, they are not words of man's wisdom. He said, but I received them by revelation of Christ. In other words, while he was in the desert, Jesus will come and teach him. In the book of Isaiah, he was bruised for our iniquity. He said, okay. He will look at it, start writing. The Lord, by revelation, diverse type of revelations, was teaching him for 3 years. Jesus did not rush the training. It takes time to gain mastery. It takes time to become a trained expert in spiritual things. Because we don't know. That is why a movie producer or an actor can become a pastor overnight, becoming a DBA and a pastor at the same time. And he made a flyer, put it on Instagram. You are all welcome in Jesus' name. And people are liking it. Because there is no standard. We don't have anyone among us who can say, oh, this is what it means to be a man of God. There is no standard. When the standard bearers are falling, you must become a lover. God will not train you if you are not in his house. God will not train you if you are not always with him. God will not train you if you are always in a hurry. Oh, you did not hear me. If you are always in a hurry, you start your prayer 5 minutes because you know that in the next 5 minutes you need to rush out and get to the office. Listen to me. If you know that five early morning prayer will not work for you, move your prayer to the night. Don't be religious. You can say a short prayer in the morning before you step out. When you come back at night, take your time. Pray so much that even when you are not praying, you are still praying. Pray so much. Even when you are gisting with your friend on WhatsApp, you are still praying. Your spirit has entered the autopilot mode. Listen to me. As the church was praying for Peter, his deliverance was happening. There is something about consistent prayer. You'll be having consistent miracles and deliverance. Consistent miracles and deliverance. People will think that, oh, it's just, it's God. It's not about your prayer. I know. You stop praying for 3 months and see. Stop praying for 3 months and see. See the difference. It's as if you will notice as though the presence of God separates from you. It's hanging over there and you are here. Prayer is not a distraction. Prayer is what priests carry out. Prayer is a tool for those in the priesthood. Prayer belongs to the community of those who desire to seek his face. We have decided to wait upon the Lord for 21 days. I came to tell you, don't wait for the 6 p.m. prayers alone. Don't wait for the 6 p.m. prayers alone. Choose a time between you and God where you can sit down. You are not in a hurry.
You will show me the pathway.
You are not in a hurry. That song can be 3 hours. That song can be 3 hours.
You will show me the pathway of life. Show me. You will show me.
For in his presence is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures evermore.
Show me.
We are not in a hurry for you.
You will show me.
Show me. Show me. Say, show me.
Aha.
Listen. You must become a lover of the presence of God. Don't try to pray. Become a lover of the presence of God. And prayer will become a natural consequence. When you come before him, don't come if you are in a hurry. Pick your Bibles. Pick your notepads because he's going to talk. Put your phone on record because he's going to talk. Wear your earbuds. As he's speaking to you, start repeating it and recording it. Because sometimes your fingers may be too slow. Just learn how to stay with him. Learn. That is where the training happens.
Zabiyane yanetala. Oli ame konotia. Rabiyane siyo. Show me.
I am a lover of your presence.
Show me.
Aleka no morote ya. Let's just spend some time with the Lord in worship.
Show me.
Aha.
You will show me.
Karibala sote. Listen, this is where spiritual songs come out from. They don't come out of the head. They come when you have stayed with him. And for you to know that he approves of you, he will give you a song. He longs to be with you.
so that you may know that they that be with you are more than they that be for them. You need to draw near. Holy amen, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, 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 oh. People of prayer, put on your garment of prayer and begin to worship him. Put on your garment of prayer and begin to worship him. When Jacob had an encounter with God and the money was beginning to break and the Lord wanted to leave him, Jacob held on to him. He said, I will not let you go. We must come into that posture where all we want is God and we are not satisfied. We are not going to be satisfied. He said, I will not let you go. I will not let you go until you speak a word of blessing into my life. Listen, you are not tired. Your flesh is only reacting. You are not tired. Your flesh is only reacting. Give yourself to God. Give yourself over to God. And let the spirit of his presence take over your vessel. Take over your soul. Take over your body. Because it's a new day.
Kolia me na kola ne koyane zebele ni amato keria no beye ayale aya oh radia into your temple. Church is waiting. Your bride is waiting. Your bride is waiting. Oh Lord, come. Into this temple.
Into this temple.
Aha.
Your church is waiting.
Your church is waiting. And your bride is waiting. Your bride is waiting.
Say your bride is waiting.
Your bride is waiting.
And we are ready. Say your bride is waiting.
Your bride is waiting.
Yeah.
Come, come. Into the temple. Into the temple. Your joy.
Your pride.
church is waiting.
Yes.
Will you please come on? And we are ready. Come, come. Your bride is waiting. Come. Harvest Word is ready. Come, come. Listen to me. Under this atmosphere, this is when the things of God can become securely planted in your heart. This is where you can leave God's presence with an assurance that everything will be all right. This is more than gold. This is the aroma of His presence. Listen to me, that addiction, that thing that has clogged at your soul for so many years, can be drained out of your soul by the presence of God. You must become a lover of His presence. I see the Lord touching three brothers here this morning. Three brothers that need to experience the power of God in their soul. Because you have been bound for too long. You have been bound for too long. And no one is really looking in your direction because you're a brother, you're a guy. The assumption is you can take care of yourself. But you know you are bound. But you are going to live here without a desire for alcohol. You will live here completely free from the taste and appetite for alcohol. You are going to live here free from the addictions that have held your soul bound to Satan. You will realize that the addiction is gone. Let the aroma of the Spirit, the sign of His presence, come upon you so that you can experience deliverance. There is someone here, the Lord said, many of the people around you don't know God the way you know Him. He said, now He's going to anoint you for them. He said, He's going to anoint you for them. That when you begin to speak to them, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will lift up from your life and begin to rest on them as you speak. They will ask you, are you a pastor? I say, no, I'm not a pastor. But something is going to be very unique. That anointing will break the yokes in their lives. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, at this junction, today is the 8th day of our fasting. And I don't know if you have been fasting or you are just going on hunger strike. Because fasting involves your heart going on a journey. You are conscious of what you are doing. It's not just about the abstinence of food. It's not just about breaking at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. It's not about that. It's about the fact that you are conscious of the fact that you are on a journey of consecration with God. There are people here, if you reject and deny your love for food, you will see how your life will take boundless leaps. Boundless leaps. You love too many things. You love too many things. You love too many. Your soul is tied to too many things. But today, the Lord has come to claim your soul back. Only for Him. Only for Him. Only for Him. Only for Him. Only for Jesus. Karate Sepetola. I have not forgotten. I said I will tell you the 5 benefits of praying, but I won't do it. Maybe I won't do it today, but maybe tomorrow. Let me tell you, when you go back home, if you are blessed to have more than a room to yourself, prepare one of those rooms as your meeting place with God.
prepare your heart. But you know, when God spoke to Moses, he said to them, tell them to clean their environment. You will clean your heart and you will clean your environment. Let there be a consciousness that comes upon you when you come into maybe your bedroom. Because this is now the place where you, if you really want to meet with God without disturbance, you can do it. Normalize turning off your phone. Or put it on, do not disturb. Let that phone work for, I mean, you spent 500,000 now. An iPhone 12 is maybe like 700,000. You spend all that money and all you do is to be recording phone conversations you have with people. I was talking to one of my dear friends. He's a pastor. I don't call him all the time, but you know, that morning, it was a Sunday morning, I just called him. He did not know that I was in his town. So I wanted to tell him that I will see him that morning before going to preach in where I was invited. So when he saw my call, he was going through a tough season. So he felt that I don't call normally like this, that the Lord must have a word, right? The moment he picked the call, he pressed record. And after I said, Pastor, how are you? I said, okay, I'm in town. I'll be in your church in 30 minutes. It was when I got to his place that I now started prophesying to him, but he did not have the phone again. But this is where I'm going. Man of God, I became scared. How many people have recorded my conversation? I became scared that this is even a brother. I don't know how many sisters have recorded my conversation. I just became scared. I sincerely became scared that, this is evidence. He called me. So I told myself, from now, when I call them, I'll be talking correct. I will talk well. I don't know who is recording what they will use as evidence 20 years from now. Be deliberate about your inner circle, such that when you are with your friends, you know that it's very possible as you are having that conversation, God can be speaking. Don't allow people choose you. You choose them. Especially those who are in your inner circle. One of them should be able to hear God. One of them should be able to interpret dreams. One of them should be gifted with wisdom. Your friends, your inner circle should be such that if any problem comes into that place, a word of wisdom or guidance will come out. All of us cannot be hearing at the same level. Somebody will be hearing better than us. Someone may be blessed with wisdom more than the others. Elijah was a one-man army and he suffered. Daniel had three friends. His own stature was stronger, but he kept his friends. Be deliberate. People don't fall overnight. People fall when there is no accountability structure. These are things you will learn when you stay in gospel. You are not reading the Bible. God will just be ministering to your heart. You'll be writing. You'll be writing. Look back at that notebook like 6 months. It's as though God was talking literally to you. Those things that were impressed on your mind. Just don't worry. Just write, 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 write. They may sound like you are hearing yourself. Just keep writing. Keep writing. Go back to that note 3 months after. When you see Daniel in heaven, you will be shocked when Daniel tells you that he was only, that time he chose to pray, it was a divine instruction. Have prayers that have times that are consecrated to God. Don't say you are busy. That thing that is taking your time, remember it was God that opened that door for you. All of a sudden, you cannot take 5-10, even if it's 3 o'clock every day, take 10 minutes out. If you don't have a prayer point, sing unto the Lord a new song. There is something the Lord despises. He despises dishonor. God hates when people do not honor him. And he said, the one that honors me, I will also honor.
You are praying for the grace upon somebody's life to come upon you. Instead of you to ask the person, how do you honor God in your private life? If God wants to solve a financial problem, he cannot come to you because he knows you are not reliable. And you are asking for honor. Some of you cannot even remember the last time 1,000 of your 1,000 naira from your pocket went to another person by divine instruction. It's not magic. It says, those who honor me, I will honor. Do you know what it means to claim that somebody is your prophet? Do you know what it actually... Do you know what it means when it says somebody is a prophet sent to you? I was writing that message yesterday. I laughed because I looked at myself. I saw where I fell short. You know the difference between Elisha and the sons of a prophet is that Elisha was not far away. The prophets went to build their own barracks because Elijah's wala is too much. You say someone is your spiritual father or your prophet and he's the one looking for you. Seriously. There are lessons you can only learn when you are not in a hurry. You just sit down with God. When I graduated from the university, I couldn't go for NYC the first 1 year. They didn't issue a certificate until a year after, and I couldn't go for NYC until another year. So I spent that time alone in our house, and my closest friend was my bathroom slippers. I will wear that slippers. If you know where Federal Government Girls College is in Akure, I will trek into that forest praying in tongues. Because I knew, like that story in the Bible, he said, I have no man. That man said, I have no man to help me. I looked at everyone in my family. I looked at everyone my father helped when he was alive. There was no man. If you know that you are like me and you have no man, don't be far from him. Oh. I tell you, don't be far from God. He said, you must make a covenant with yourself. Don't say, oh, my father is praying. The day the intercessor in your life will be taken away. Jesus said, I am here. The disciples do not need to pray. He said, the day I am taken, they will pray. Which means if they do not pray, they will suffer. See what happened to Peter in the story we are talking about. Wasumo Lord, wagbadwa. You will pray. The prayer becomes a default. There was a man of God that I read about. He prayed so much that even when he's asleep, his legs are doing like this. Like, you would think he was awake, he has slept. His legs are always, it's like a reflex action. So, even when he's sleeping, nobody disturbs him because they think he's praying. But he's actually sleeping. Until you hear him snore. Jesus did not start his ministry until he spent 40 days seeking his father. While he was on the cross dying, he was praying. How dare you? How dare you think that you can make anything outside of your journey in God without being close to him? How dare you? What do you think you are? When you hear that song that we used to sing in those days, Jesus started with prayer and ended. It's not a song for children's church. Our songs in those days will communicate a divine reality. Right now, we may even hear a song and not even know what the person leading the song is saying. In those days in our fellowship, that was one of the songs we used to sing during praise worship. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master. And you will see all our Igbo brethren in the church. They will begin to gyrate and begin to dance.
Because they know prayer is the key. God, prayer will enhance your proximity to God by experience. When you are in Christ, you are close to God by designation of righteousness. But by experience, you need something else. You must be a lover of God's presence. If you are very blessed and you can play a musical instrument, how blessed are you? Because all you need to do is take your guitar and begin to strum the thing. And you can be gyrating there. Be gyrating there. Then when someone asks you, can you come and sing this song for us? Then you will tell them, how can we sing the Lord's song? This is a song of the atmosphere. You can't hear this one if you go to a night of 1,000 laughs. You can't hear this one if you are going for Nigeria, except you want them to be slain under the power. There are situations and challenges that will not give way if you don't spend time with God. And let me tell you, it took some of the people in the Bible 40 days. 40 days. When you hear that someone has spent 40 days with God, don't be saying, hey, it should be a challenge to you. A politician, Daniel, 21 days. So you want to hide behind your computer and lie again that you are so busy. That is why you cannot prioritize God. When you prayed, was it for God or for yourself? Who is really benefiting? I have no help in Babylon. No. I don't have any help elsewhere. My help is in God. If you come to me for prayers, I will not give you two cowries and say, put this one under your pillow. If you come, just get ready to fast. Somebody came and said, that your pastor. I need a prophet, someone that can prophesy. I don't want a pastor. My problem is urgent. Urgent 2K. You don't know that even when it comes to the matter of favor, it takes God to speak to the heart of men for them to give to you. You think that interview you went for, you think the HR person that doesn't have his own candidate? You think the manager doesn't have his own? You think they like your face? That's why they gave you the contract. In Nigeria. Is there anything you will get in this country by merit? Powers must be behind you. Political power, HR power, MD power, Jesus power. Say, one power must be behind you to get anything. Location can affect your destiny. If you are in a sinking ship, Jonah, you will die. Your only option if you are a Jonah is to enter that water and let the fish swallow you. Stop relating with the company of sinners. Stop relating with the company of people that will tell you it doesn't matter. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. And you are Mary. You are Mary. In heaven, they don't call you by your name here. They call you by your assignment. You are Mary. We will bring the Savior of the world through you into this earth. And your friend is telling you nobody is perfect. That's the only kind of pastor you listen to online. The one that tells you that your salvation is eternal. Are you the one that died? You that you are saying your salvation is eternal, I agree. But are you the one that died? Go and read the language of Jesus, the tone of his voice when he spoke to the woman by the well. You remember that woman by the well? Go and listen to the way Jesus caressed her, massaged her, spoke to her till she became a convert. Then go to Revelation chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. See the tone of Jesus' voice. In the first story, Jesus was Savior. In Revelations, he was Lord. The tone of your Lord is not the tone of your Savior. It's different. You must tell that girl that is hell-bent on derailing you, I cannot sleep with you. The price tag is the anointing. I cannot leave my anointing for you.
If at all you know that there is something in your life that that is very dear. How can you, Brother Michelia, travel and you cannot tell your wife, go and stay with Pastor Benga and you are at rest. You are comfortable that your wife is safe. But not in this generation. Instead of calling us their meekness, it's first time, Mickey. That's how the thing will start to. It will look like they are becoming close. The devil is already at the doorstep. Mickey. That's how they will start. Look back at every time you derailed because of somebody close to you. Look at how the dynamics of that conversation changed. When I was young, and yes, we didn't have the internet, but some things were not common because everybody was brother and sister. In those days in my church, when people get married, they have to call the pastor on the night of their honeymoon because they don't know what to do. They don't know. Everything they heard was holiness. Even at the wedding, it's holiness. We use Bible to join them, no wedding ring. When I say, Pastor, are you awake? Say, Pastor, there's a challenge. We are expecting your call. It's better for you to get to heaven. God says, Yusuf, your holiness was too much. You went beyond what I expected. You started preaching other things. That for God to say, Kai, remain small. That you are truly saved, though, but you have your hands in sin too much. I cannot touch you. You are a foolish virgin. There is no one that Jesus said, everyone that the Father has given me, none of them will be lost. But don't play with wolves. Wolves are not trained to be nice. That girl that you are rehearsing with, she is not trained to be nice. She's a wolf. Wolves are trained to see their prey. Keep hugging everybody to the glory of God. Keep hugging. There is a hug. One more hug and you will not come back. No restraint. And the Bible says, give yourself a holy kiss. There's nothing wrong with hugging. But has the Holy Spirit ever told you not to hug someone? That's what we are saying. Those with that, no hug. Where's your Bible? Hold your Bible. Before she comes, pretend like you are praying. Pray, walk away, pray. Say, Holy Spirit, I'm lying. Say, leave it like that. Be lying and be praying. They go. God, one more hug. And that's it. In a church, if somebody sins, all of us are supposed to gather and start weeping that one of us has fallen. But now, when somebody falls, there's nobody to correct because everybody is doing the same thing. Even if you find yourself in the room and you are there, the room is locked. God, brother, God's power. And sister, divine, God's power. While you are in the room, Yvonne should say, Gospel, no, you are my brother. The moment she says you are my brother, your brain must do a reset. Yeah. Tonight, everything clutching your soul gives up now. Yeah. Our children go to school. Have you ever asked yourself, what are the conversations they are having there? That's why we must spend. There are some things you will not hear if you don't spend time with God. It is when you spend, God will tell him, your son, this is what he's doing in school. How will you know? He will not tell you. The Lord will tell your son now, start praying for him. This is what is going on in his school. When you call him, hey, where are you? You say, Daddy, how did you know? You have started. Because he knows that Daddy is always with God. There is nothing they do you will not see. Except you don't clock him. except you don't clock in. Except you don't clock in. Except when you come in, the angels will give you your daily briefing. This is Satan's plan for today. Oh yeah, cross this one out. Cross this one out. Cross this one. Okay, this is the plan for your profit. Take this route. Call doctor, doctor engineer Falade now. That is on the plan for the day. They will bring your briefing. But if you come and you are in a hurry, you are in a hurry. The angel is still at the bus stop trying to take keke from heaven to earth. You have shared the grace and you have closed the service. We must be spiritually wise. 21 days. That's what it took Daniel. 21 days of intensive prayer. Do you know how many days you will need? God did not even tell that brother it will be 21 days. But he was ready to die there. He was say, for the deliverance of my family. For the deliverance of your father divorced. Your aunt divorced. You have seen the pattern. Not on my head. Not on my watch. I will deal with this thing. My children will not fight the battle again. Then you settle down. Tell yourself, every Monday, for the rest of, between now and the end of 2026, every Monday, that's the only prayer we are praying. Segment your day. Not that you will take your prayer book from page 1 to 30. Five minutes. God bless my friends. God, you remember that job I'm looking for? God, as I go out today, bless me. Before they even start to look at the matter, you are on page 26. As if God is somebody you can give a computer command, a programming command to ping pong dot ev Java Octavia script. Boom, enter. As if God you are a joker. When you sit with him, sometimes you are not praying, sir. He is the one that will come to you and say, look, see what they are planning. He will bring it to you. You are not praying, no. You are just with him. You are not praying for revelation. He will show it to you. And say, don't go there tomorrow. They will keep calling you. Don't go. He will order your steps in the Lord. Listen to me. You are not weak. You don't need to become a pastor. But there is a garment that he has given to you. Wear it. Wear that garment. You are not weak. It is the world. People without eyes that will say you are nothing. People with spiritual eyes know that you are not as weak as this. Put on your garment. Your garment of righteousness. Put it on. Put it on. Put it on. From today, let your heart rejoice every time you want to pray. From today, let your heart begin to bustle with excitement when you are coming to God's presence, because you know there is no one who seeks him that he will not reveal himself to. And that's your portion. I say that's your portion. That your child that is giving you problem, take his name to the presence of the Lord. Look at that pastor that came here a few weeks ago, Pastor Jesu Tofumi. He said when he became a gang, he was living a riotous life. His mother never called him one day. You saw that pastor that came here and sat here with that lady. How many of you know Reverend Joe Olaya?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
The day he has told me that whenever I'm ready, he will get Reverend Joe. Reverend Joe Olaya is a direct spiritual son of Pastor Adeboye, and he's in his 70s. He lives in the north. For those of us who have been around, we will know those men. Those of you on Instagram, you won't find Reverend Joe there. These are men that held the grounds of Sokoto when most men were afraid to go there for the gospel. Reverend Joe Olaya was there. He's a child of persecution. But he told me, while after that service we were there, and he said to me, when I became a truant and a thug, it was after I came back to the Lord that my mom told me that she was not bothered for one day. When they bring complaint, your son has done this. He broke somebody's head. They went to fight somewhere. They saw him smoking. They saw him taking marijuana. The mother would say, leave him. They thought the woman was weak. The woman said, before I had you in my belly, God spoke to me about you. All of you, my children, there was no child I had that Jesus did not talk to me about. And he told me what your destinies were. I don't lose sleep. I won't lose my sleep over you. Because you are a child of God. The moment I gave birth to you, I handed you back to Jesus. If you go, you will use your leg to come back. You will still serve that Jesus. The boy is a pastor today. Don't engage in your own righteousness. If the Lord gives you a car, shout hallelujah. Enter the car. Turn around in it. Then go back. Jesus, take the key. Take the key. Just give him back. Be wise. Just give him the key. I know it's a hard thing. Give him the key. Which means you may plan to use this car and drive to Ibadan. And then they will call you. We want to go and do missionary work at Mowe. We need a car. Jesus, take the key. That's the way I was taught. That's the way we were taught. That's the way I was taught. The reason why many of us are not bound, we are not free from our bondage to material things, is because we have not spent time with him. When you spend time with him, one of the things he will reveal to you is his boundless love. And how that he chose to be a sacrifice. So that all of us will be sitting in this room today. None of us saw Jesus, but we are product of his sacrifice. He will teach you his own testament. Not the one you hear on Instagram. Not the ones that we tell people on Instagram because we want them to like us. There are things you preach on Instagram, everybody will avoid you. Everybody wants to be liked. When you get to that place with Jesus, he will deliver you from the appreciation and affection and the acceptance of men. He will deliver you from it. He will show you the pathway of life. This is why we are waiting on him. Because we want to know him. We don't know him well enough. We have enough information, but we don't know him well enough. Every man that is married here, you are supposed to be a pastor over your household. And if you don't, if you want, I will call you out next Sunday and ordain all of you as pastors. If you don't believe, if you provoke me, I will ordain all of you next Sunday as pastors. And we'll give you title, Reverend, so that you can know that we are not playing. How dare you delegate the spiritual atmosphere of your house to your wife? You cannot even sit down and have a conversation with your wife. Our revelation is higher than yours. What do you want to tell her? What do you want to tell her? Somebody that is deeper than you, higher than you, weightier than you in the spirit. Let's look at John chapter 5. What do you think the Lord is saying? Say, John chapter 11, verse, say Jesus wept. He wept. Then you gesticulate with your hand. He wept. Then your wife says, yes, yes, yes. Give me more, give me more. He wept. That's the cry baby. That's the only thing you can see. Then say, okay, dear, why don't you tell us something? Then your wife will say, he is the resurrection and the life. I know him. I have experienced him. I was with him this morning. Scripture, different interpretation. Then you go and meet your best friend. I thank God for my wife. I thank God for my wife. If not for my wife, man of God, my wife, they pray. Boasting on another person's achievement. Say, my wife, anytime she prays, I see the hand of God. Yeah, your friend will say, wow, glory. Two lazy men have found themselves. You can only sing. You cannot pray. Say, my wife, that contract, she told me I should go, that they will call me. My brother, 2:00, they called me. My God. I know there is that woman. I know there is that play. See the way you are even talking. No encounter with God. I know there is the woman play. You. And we had hope for you. The angels of God taught you we amount to something. If your wife tells you, he is the resurrection and the life, tell her, he is the lion and the lamb. When you take your fiancé out, in fact, that one is not happening this month. Don't try it. I'm your pastor. Don't try it. It's my birthday. We'll celebrate it next month. Wait for the fasting to end. How many of you are born in the month of July? The Lord will bless you, but we will recognize you after the fasting. You go, you take a woman out. You're not saying so. Susie, baby. And you are fasting. Susie. So when are we going to see that ring? See the way Michael and Gabriel are looking at. They say, look at. And he says, fasting. You did not eat, but you watched everybody at Kejambo walking around with bottles of Coke and shawarma. And you are talking to her, but your eyes are just going to and fro. Be disciplined. When you become intimate with the Lord, he will decide where you will go, where you will not go. He will tell you when to speak, when to be silent. He will tell you when your time in a particular place is up, and when your time is still active, you are still on active duty. He will tell you when you need to fast without notice. You will just wake up in the morning as you are brushing. You'll say, today is day one. That's it. So you want to marry me? Assuming I'm a lady. You want to marry me? Me that God changes my plan every time. I tell you that I'm on my way to meet you at Ikejamo. The Holy Spirit told me, turn back. Go and stand at that bus stop and begin to speak over the place. Then the guy is calling, where are you? Where are you? Backsliding man. Where are you? Where are you? If anybody asks you to come, they should also be praying that the Lord will give you permission. Because they know you are a woman of the Spirit. Today we see people that are women that are close to God, and we think it is because they want to become pastor's wife. What does being spiritual have to do with being a pastor's wife? When you are spiritual, is it for God or for yourself? What do you mean? This fasting is a rebirth. It's a reawakening to break forth out of the normal. To break forth, break out. Out of the mundane and embrace eternal things. Go back and reclaim your priesthood. Go back, reclaim your priesthood. The one who prays more is the leader. The one who prays more in a family is the leader. The one who prays more is the leader. There may be somebody else that they call Egbon, but the one who prays more is the leader recognized by heaven. Don't play. When you are met with roadblocks, the devil should be afraid, because he knows that you, sharp, 21 days have started. God should be begging that, my son, take it easy. I will solve this one. Don't fast. They should be begging you. But you are not even used to staying away from food. You are not used to it. So when they say you are going to fast, say, hey, pastor, how many days? What do you mean by how many days? I say fast. When we get to the point, we'll stop. I'll tell you. Sir, which kind of church is this one? The church my friend is going to. The pastor will just lay hands on her and she will be okay. This one is fast. Because we don't want you to be a spiritual cripple. Because the day David will face Goliath, he will do it alone. I want you to declare I'm a champion. In the spirit. I am full of the Holy Ghost. I am full of the spirit of might. I am full of the spirit of power. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am full of God. I am a lover of his presence. I am a God lover. I am not weak in the place of prayer. I am not weak in the place of fellowship. I want you to declare, I am delivered. I am free to seek the Lord, to give him my time, to worship him, to adore him. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. We burned this bridge this morning, and we are not going back. We are not going back to that state of spiritual slumber. We are not going back there. We are not sharing 50-50 with God again. You gave God the spirit. You allow Satan to take the soul. No more. Take my heart, O God. Take my soul, O God. Let it be for you only. Let it be for you only. Let this sacrifice bring you glory. Take pleasure in our worship, in that which we bring to you. Nothing will be too much for us to give to you. We thank you, Father. Oh Lord, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Lord, you are my God, and I will ever praise
you. I will ever praise
you. God, you are my God. And I will ever praise.
I will ever praise.
God, you are my God.
God, you are my God. And I will ever praise you.
God, you are my God.
God, you are my God.
And I will ever praise.
God, you are my God.
God, you are my God.
God, you are my God. And I will ever praise you.
I will see.
I will see you in the morning.
I will learn to walk in your way. Step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Step by step you lead, and I will follow you. Step by step you lead, and I will follow you all of my days. Step by step,
step by step, you lead me.
I will
follow. I will follow you all of my days.
Hallelujah.